Chapter 43. May 10th of year 19. Adam. Adam was surprised that there Marchenko turned off the power to his alter ego without any discussion. He suspects something. Perhaps Marchenko is so merciless because he sees a lot of himself in Marchenko too. Adam does not know how much the creator has manipulated the minds of those two. Yet he cannot imagine that the path the evil version took was predetermined from birth. At some point, Marchenko too must have made a different decision. At that time, it might not have been obvious which one would be right and which one wrong. Yet consequently, one mind became an imposter, a murderer even, while the other one developed into someone he considers his father. Marchenko must know that both of these personality pathways are inside him, especially since meeting his alter ego. Therefore, he puts in a great deal of effort to stay on the right side. Adam will have to tell him sometime that this effort carries some danger of its own. He wonders whether Marchenko will accept this from his son. All the doubts Marchenko too sowed in his soul have, strangely enough, disappeared during the last few days. It simply doesn't matter now who did not tell what to whom. Adam really does not want to know it anymore. They have worked together in a way befitting a family, and even the odd giant frog no longer seems to be a stranger, even though he has known him for only a day. The world is crazy. It is working. Adam is startled out of his musing because Marchenko comes from the control center into the crew room.
You're in contact with Messenger?
Asks Eve, rising from her sleeping beam. Yes, the codes are correct, and I have full access.
You still sound concerned, as if we have some big problem.
You are right, Eve. I really should have thought of this earlier. Messenger, or more specifically, the orbital module, cannot land on the planet.
It can't be that difficult, Adam says.
Gravity will pull anything down.
True, but what I ought to have said was, the ship can land, but not launch again.
Marchenko too turned his command module into the undersea base. And you know where our command module is?
In the middle of the desert, Adam says. But can't we get it here by remote control?
It is not prepared for a launch. No fuel. I think I even left the door open.
Well, we didn't think we would ever need it again, Eve says apologetically.
So we have an orbital module that reacts to our calls and would fly us to the spaceship if only we could get on board somehow?
Well summarized, Adam. I think I have an idea, Eve says. Is the onboard computer of the orbital module still working?
Almost perfectly, Marchenko says. Adam knows what Eve is thinking.
Then we can send you on board via radio. There you would have to use the nanofabricators to create a new body for yourself.
Will there be enough time for it? Adam asks, giving his sister a skeptical look.
The fabricators could already get started, and they have time before you will have to enter the big ship.
Yes, I can do that, says Marchenko. I knew we would find a solution. I'm going to send an order to the fabricators right away. Then I will explain everything to Gronov, and afterward, you can say goodbye to me.